I am your conspiracy asshole. I'm already getting choked up because tonight's a wild night. We have a wild stream, and you know, this is only the pre-show for the YouTube audience. That's right, because you know the rules, you know the restrictions, so we have to follow them here at the Conspiracy Castle. Do we like them? No, but we have no choice. So I don't want to be a Johnny rule breaker. You know how that goes. You know I'm the bad boy of truth, but at the same time, I have to bow down to them, sadly, because, you know, I don't want to lose the channel. And I love each and every one of y'all, and I appreciate y'all watching. So, you know, you guys are going to be able to see the interview. It's not behind a paywall. The link is in the description. So, you know the rules, guys. We just got to follow them. But I just want to say, I love each and every one of you. It's Primetime 99, Alex Stein. Welcome to the Conspiracy Castle. I'm your conspiracy asshole, and tonight's going to be a lovely night because we have a very lovely guest, Brittany Galvin, and she's going to come on and she's going to talk about a very bad thing that's happened in her life. We can't discuss that on YouTube, so that interview is going to need to be done on Rockfin. It's also going to be on The Live. It's going to be on the Patreon, and it's also going to be on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So the only place that it's not going to be is actually Twitter, but the Conspiracy Castle has a large Twitter audience, so I would definitely like to let y'all know that this is the pre-show and that Brittany will be joining shortly, but she has a very interesting story, actually a very compelling, sad story, somebody that was tricked and duped and now has to pay the consequences for something that she thought was very beneficial. And so it's really sad because, for me, I don't like to see people fall into traps and get hurt. Like, when I watch a video, the reason I stopped eating meat, one of the reasons is you watch slaughterhouse videos. And it just, I don't like to see human slaughterhouse videos, you know? And that's what I think of when I think of humans that trap themselves and cause them never-ending pain for the rest of their lives. So, I mean, am I some virtue signaling saint? No, but the topic we're going to talk about tonight is just heavily outlawed on YouTube. So that's why we have to take it off the platform. But I definitely want to encourage the audience that we're making available on multiple different platforms. So please don't, you know, confuse this for some sort of money grab or some sort of, you know, ploy. It's not. This is just a way where we can get the information on platforms where I'm being less restricted, for lack of a better word. So our guest, Brittany, like I said, I have to be vague. I have to be very general with the things I say. But it's just very compelling. She has a lot of Instagram followers, and I know that doesn't necessarily make her an interesting guest, but she is interesting, and she has a lot to say, and she has a lot going on. So I just want to tell y'all, the Rockfin link is not working. Oh, shoot. It's because, let's see, the Rockfin link should be working very shortly. Sorry for that. Of course, we start the stream, we don't start that, because we're also about to be live on, now we got to test out, we're going to be live on Lula right now. Let's see if we go live on Lula. We will see how all the platforms are handling this, because we're going to be going live on Instagram and TikTok. This is our first initial TikTok stream. I know you're like, Alex, what are you doing on TikTok? Well, I got over 1,000 followers. I think you have to have 1,000. I got like 7,000 from some videos I made. And so now you can live stream. So I figured out a way to be able to stream it on Instagram and TikTok. So we're live. I see. Look, people are coming in already. Lala Beams, SW1R7, Matt, awesome. Thank you guys for... Welcome to the Conspiracy Castle. I'm your conspiracy asshole, Primetime 99, Alex Stein. And we have a very, very, very lovely guest. She's going to be here in about 10 minutes to come and tell her story. And she's going to do some demonstrations that are really going to blow your mind. Some stuff that you've never, ever seen in your life. Well, you've seen it, but you're going to see it live. So I really encourage everyone to stick around and watch some stuff, because this is a woman that is being heavily censored. She's basically, anytime you want to follow her, there is a restriction notice, you know. You shouldn't follow this account. It's dangerous. So I just highly encourage you guys to stick around here in the next 10 minutes for Brittany to tell her story, because, you know, it's a story that is, you know, the live ended unexpectedly. Wow. Why did it do that? Oh, man. The live is not working on the Instagram. Let's see. Is it working? Are we still live on YouTube? Let's see. Are we still live? Yes, we're still live on YouTube. Sorry, we got some technical difficulties like usual. You know, we got to email the link. Let's see if we can get this to Brittany. Of course not. Okay. All right. Here, we'll send this request. Yeah, it died on the Instagram. What a bummer. Okay. Interview invite. All right, guys. So we're about to get things cooking, and we're about to get off YouTube. So let me make sure of course, the Rockfin's not working when we need to work the most. Hold on. Let's go back. Edit. Let's see if we can get it to work. What a bummer. Of course, we're live on the YouTube, and it's not live on the... Okay, let's see. Now we might be cooking with gasoline. I think we might be cooking with gasoline. 46 people watching. Sorry, I know. I see Bob at Globusters. I see you here. I like the sarcastic first. Very funny. What I'm saying is I'm panicking because it's so annoying when all the streams don't work, and... We were live on Instagram, and that stream crashed. What a bummer. Let's see if we can go live one more time. Let's see what that OBS is doing. We're running multiple OBSs right now, if you can believe that. I know that is absolutely insane. That's nothing that I've done before, and I don't know if my machine can actually handle that. So we're just going to test it out, and we'll see if it will stay live. But to the YouTube audience, like I said, the Rockfin link should be working now. It should be. Let's test it out. Yes, we're live. It's working fine. I see you guys in the chat. Thank goodness. And we're about to migrate when this show is over here on the YouTube audience. And I just want to say, this is a very sad story. So it's not for the faint of heart. It's not somebody that is in emotional distress right now, because this could set you off. It could really make you sad. And I know the world right now is pretty bleak for a lot of people, but we shouldn't be black pill nihilists. But this interview is going to be pretty negative and sad. So, I mean, I'm not going to make it sad. I'm going to make it as enjoyable as possible, but it's just a sad story. And, you know, I don't like to spread those negative vibrational energies. I'm Primetime 99 Alex Stein. I want to spread the good vibrational energy. So when you have a guest like this that has been a victim of a terrible tragedy, it just makes you it makes you kind of sleep at night a little bit not as well. You know, you put your head on the pillow and you just have a little guilt. And we shouldn't have that guilt. We should have gratitude for life, because that's the problem. I know, Harmon, is you're going to get the shirt by, it said by the 12th, I believe. So you will get it, okay? We're ordering shirts. We're live on let's see if the TikTok stream is working. Okay, we're live on the Instagram. Let's see how long it stays up. I have no idea. It crashes. It wants to crash, but for now, we're live on Instagram. What's up, Instagram stream? I hope it stays live. It's breaking down. If not, we got it. You got to follow us on Rockfin. Oh, shoot. I got to put the link to the Rockfin in the layout. Okay, yeah, that's smart. Hold on. Let's do this. Let's go Rockfin. Okay. Doing a bunch of stuff once. I hope this doesn't crash it. Link. Okay. We'll see if that works. And then the live chat will put a link to video in case this crashes. All right. Yes. Yeah, so we have Brittany Galvin coming on. She'll be on here very shortly. Tell her a very sad story. Very sad. She's one of the most censored women on Instagram. I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm trying to get the point across because we're connecting to a bunch of different platforms. Hey, what's up? Audio is horrible on Instagram. Okay, shite. Let's see the audio on Instagram. Let's see if I do this. It does seem low. Okay, hold on. Filters. Let's just do minus. Yes. What about now? Okay. Close. This might be better. I wonder if you guys can hear me better on Instagram now. And the live was unexpectedly. Wow, it's going to keep on breaking down every time I change something. Okay, go live. Every time I change something, I believe it's going to... Something's going to happen on that. Okay, what's going on with this? Let's see what she's commented. Sorry, got a lot of stuff going on. Okay, let's go live. Let's see if this will work now. Close. RTMP. Go live. Trying to get it to work. Trying to get everything to work. Sorry about this. Sorry again, the technical difficulties. Let me see the YouTube. I'm sure the YouTube is going nuts. 58 people. D-Live froze on me. You're not streaming on this YouTube when she gets here. No, I'm not going to be on YouTube when she gets here. That's why this is the pre-show. So that's why I'm trying to let you guys know. The link is in the description. Because we can't... What we're going to talk about, you're not allowed to talk about on YouTube. So... we have to go to a different place, which is fine. It's just the reality of the situation. So it is 9:11 p.m. Central Time here in Dallas, Texas. And she should be here shortly in the next 4 to 5 minutes coming on live. So make sure to migrate or figure out where you're going to watch it, because we're going to be on multiple platforms. Let me see. I'm, you know, stressing out. I want the freaking Instagram to work, but... Let's just see. We'll give it one more chance. I know people are freaking out, but what are you going to do? All right. Yeah. Oh, you did find it. The TikTok. Go Genie. Okay. But you got to go to the Rockfin because, you know, this stream is about to end because you guys know the rule. Okay. Here's a Rockfin stream. Let's see. Sorry. I've been fasting all day. I haven't eaten all day on purpose. I'm trying to get on a diet. I'm freaking... I've been gaining so much weight. Absolutely depressing how much I've been eating. So, I'm trying not to eat until after the stream. You know, it'll be like almost a full 24 hours. We'll see. Really, I kind of want to take it to tomorrow, 36 hours. Really just start getting cooking. You know what I mean? But it's not for everybody. I just need some really expertise, some, what is it? It's called physique in a week is what they call it, because I have a, I'm going out of town to the beach next Wednesday. And then my head looks big. My body's big. I'm just not going to be looking good. And you know, I'm going to be shirtless on the beach, chilling out with some lady, the lady by my side, probably in a thong bikini. So I need to look good. If I'm around girls in thong bikinis, Primetime 99, Alex Stein needs to look good. That's like the first rule of living my life, but it's not easy. It's not easy to find the thong bikini girl to lay next to me, but she will be there. She will be there live and in person. But I do not want to look like Jabba the Hutt, and apparently I'm looking like that right now, so I got to get in shape. I got to tone up. It's really kind of a pain in my derriere that I want to eat all the brownies and cupcakes, but you have to be strong. That's all you can do, because everybody wants to, you know, not have willpower when I do have willpower. So I'm just going to, yeah, boil some eggs. I don't need eggs either. Can you believe that? I'm a vegetarian. I don't need eggs. Sometimes if there's eggs and stuff, I don't mind eating it. But like hard-boiled eggs, I don't freaking, I'm not going to eat that. And we're going to be able to send the link. You're going to be able to ask questions. So if you guys want to ask questions, you're going to see demonstrations. You're going to see stuff that's really going to freak you out. Like I said, stuff that is not acceptable for the YouTube audience, sadly. I wish it was. Let me get the mic arm in the right placement. But it's just not how it works, unfortunately. Let's see if the Instagram stream is live. Yeah, we're still live on Instagram. Good, good, good. It seems to cut out about every few minutes or so. So if you guys want to see, we're on Rockfin right now. And we're going to have a very special guest come on. And, you know, she's going to tell her story. And it's really a sad story. And that's all I can really say currently while we're on YouTube, because it is, you know, highly censored, and they don't let you say what you want to say, which is okay. We got to play by their rules. Yeah, broccoli for a week is what I need. What's up, Sarah? I see you guys in the Patreon chat. And guys, if you really want to support me too, please go on patreon.com/conspiracycastle. I would really appreciate it if you join the Patreon. Please, I need some more patrons. That's like the only revenue. I don't ever get donations anymore, really, so I don't put the donation bar up very often. So, and I do get donations on Rockfin. Thank you to all the donations on Rockfin. Shay Shay TK. No, a lot of you have given me so many donations. Rockfat, you guys have been so great. Systems Planet. No, everybody's been very awesome on Rockfin. I'm just talking about that's crypto and I don't cash it out. So I haven't got any cashola. The only place I get actually paid is Patreon, because I don't have my channel monetized on YouTube. So if you guys want to help me out, because I don't have my channel monetized, you can't super chat me. Let me just e-bag for one more second before we go. You guys can join the Patreon, and you're going to get this content. You're going to get access to this content, and you're going to get access to the content that's, you know, that I have to take off immediately, so you can see what, you know, gets censored the most. So it's a way to kind of put your, you know, finger on the trigger or the pulse of what's happening with the Conspiracy Castle. If you're a true castle head, if you really want to come here and follow the show, I got a little cat hair. Skybear's asleep right here. If you truly want to be, got the lint roll though. You know, we got to freaking kind of tidy things up a little bit. We got to make things look nice. It's Primetime 99, Alex Stein. This interview could go viral. I mean, this woman's got a very mega intense story, so you never know what can happen. Oh, the live keeps dying. Okay, I'm going to try it if we just go live on Instagram and see what happens. Let's go close. Let's do not do that. Do RTMP. Let's go live. Okay. We're going live just on Instagram. We're going to see how that works, okay? And we have our very special guest. Here she is. Hold on. Brittany, welcome to the Conspiracy Castle. One thing, we're on YouTube, and we're about to get off YouTube, but we're on every other platform. We're on 11 other platforms, Facebook, DLive. But because what we're going to talk about, you can't say on YouTube. So we're about to migrate. This is a pre-show. So you're ending the pre-show. Oh, yeah, you're ending the pre-show. And I've told them that you have a, you know, very interesting story in that I can't even show your Instagram because, you know, they're just They're crazy on YouTube. But everywhere else, we're on Facebook, DLive, Twitter, Instagram. We're on a bunch of other platforms. So we're going to get the word out there because your story is so interesting. But I just want to say goodbye to the YouTube audience because, guys, Brittany's story is incredible, and we're going to show links to her Instagram that is literally censored, and this woman right here is really brave, and she's so incredibly censored. If you even click her profile, it says she's restricted. So what safe thing can you tell the YouTube audience before we go, Brittany, that will encourage them to come watch the after show with us?
What safe thing?
I mean, for YouTube, you can't really talk about, you know, what happened to your injury. You can't really talk about anything medical. But, I mean, you know.
I think the most important thing is that I've realized is that, you know, a lot of people message me and they say, you know, they wish me death threats and this and that because they say I'm an anti-vaxxer. I don't know. Is that safe? That
word? No, that's not. That's not. We want to say on this stream here, we'll just say this. We're going to say goodbye and that we're pro CDC and that we love Anthony Fauci. He's the smartest guy ever in the world. And the CDC the CDC is the greatest organization ever. Oh, donation, $5. And we love donations and the CDC, Anthony Fauci, Jinping. We love China. We're going to move to China. But we're going to say goodbye to YouTube because we're pro vaccines. I vaccinate your life away. All right. What I'm saying is goodbye, YouTube. We're going to have to talk about this on Rockfin and all the other platforms. Okay, sorry about that, Brittany. Yes, I've gotten a bunch. Anything you say medical misinformation on YouTube, you get an absolute strike whatsoever. So I've had a bunch of strikes, but we're live on Twitch, Periscope, Facebook, DLive, and Rockfin, as well as Odyssey and Trovo. So we're getting the message out there, but I want to just start off by saying, I know that's kind of a weird introduction. Thank you for coming on the Conspiracy Castle. And a little bit about your story, guys, for you guys that are first finding out about Brittany. Brittany was a person that I believe was doing the right thing and got vaccinated and ended up becoming a magnet. And you tell your story. It's, let me shut up and let you go ahead. Tell us what happened to you, Brittany.
I had the Moderna shot, both of them, actually. And this is a little bit of my story kind of condensed, but The first shot that I had a couple of things happen to me, like my legs. I felt like I was walking through cement. I had tingles all over my body. I was feverish without the fever. I remember taking 5 hot baths that night. Like if you ever put yourself in like 105 hot tub because your muscles were so sore, that's what I felt like after the first one. So I probably should have stuck with my gut and not had the second one, but I didn't want it. I was pretty much pressured into it. By the time that I got the second one, I took the 14 days. So you're actually given, I think it's like 28 days in between the two. And technically you can have 14 days on top of that. I got mine like on the 13th or 14th day after that. Immediately, I did not have the same reaction that I had on the first one. So I thought, oh, no big deal, I'm okay. But then my lovely little brother sent me a video on like the 9th day after and was like, oh, I saw a video of somebody sticking a magnet to their arm. You should try this. And I thought it was, you know, a hoax. I thought it was going to be a joke. And quite frankly, I thought it was just another, like I said, another hoax out there to try to, you know, I guess belittle the people that were against the vaccine, right? I thought it was going to be used as some kind of push. So I did it. And my 14-year-old son was standing next to me. And I was like, holy crap, like it's sticking to me. And so then my son was like, whoa, that's crazy. And so he started doing it. My husband was there. He started doing it. My 10-year-old started doing it to me. So then he like took out another magnet off of the fridge because this was just like a little tiny square magnet. So he took one off the fridge and it worked. So I've always been a pretty vocal person. If you've looked at back of any of my social media, I've always been extremely vocal about anything.
I'll share it. Let me share it real quick so we can go through it because you have so many videos. And I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to, let me go to this screen. It's hard for the audience to, you know, kind of us to rewatch it. But what do you think are some of the most important videos? I saw you had a video.
Like the first one of my son doing it to me is captured.
Where is it?
It was censored. So it's going to be blacked out. You scroll down.
Because I've tried this test on multiple people and it worked. I went out and did it with the military and it worked on a bunch of people.
Go back up. Okay, that first blacked out one.
Okay, see you post.
So this is my son doing it to me for the first time.
Right there.
What?
Magnet.
Throat bags are good.
It's right here. I can feel it keep pushing off.
Too small for us. Maybe we should buy less food.
Look at it. Stick.
Yeah, well, that one just like...
well, it jumps off the first time.
There it is.
There it goes again.
Yep, there it is.
There it is. There it is.
And so that was the first time you were doing it?
That was the very first time. And you can see how small that magnet is, how light it is. You can see, you can actually see it jump if you like zoom in and watch. You know, if people go to my page, they can watch all of these and they can watch everything. But you can see the timeline of all my videos starting from this one. You know, for the next 5 or 6 videos, the magnetism just gets stronger and stronger.
And is it still sticking to you right now?
I haven't tried it since, I'd say probably 6 or 7 days ago.
Why does it give you anxiety or something?
It pulls on me, like it hurts, and it makes my chest hurt worse.
That makes
like
sense.
My chest pain.
I could see that it's very unpleasurable. I just wonder what it causes. I feel like it almost caused more anxiety than anything because you're like, what's inside of me? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, it did at first. In one of my videos, that one's not the greatest video because it takes a while for it to stick. But you can see, if you go to the next one, let me see.
And so have you had any ill effects from the vaccine?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit.
The magnetism, just so your viewers can understand, the magnetism went on for like 3 or 4 days. And I got to the point where people were like, oh, that's not real. I ended up washing my arm with Dawn soap on Alive. I ended up like doing it in bars and restaurants in front of people. I was doing everything to prove myself. And this one here, I tell
you
everyone.
You did baby powder on this one. You put baby powder on your neck.
I put baby powder on one of them a couple of weeks ago after my injury. This was all before I had my seizure and before I got diagnosed and went to the hospital 3 times. Like this all led up to it. So at first it was just that little, very small magnet. But then as I kept doing it over and over and over again, the magnetism was getting stronger. So it has this thing where it pushes off the magnet. It like pushes it off of your skin and then it pulls it to you. So prior to my hospital stay, none of these could stick. I couldn't stick anything to my chest or my head or my other arm. It was only on the one arm. But what happened was I slept with one under a Band-Aid because somebody dared me to, basically. They were like, oh, well, I saw a video where somebody, you know, had something pull towards the magnet. So I thought, again, it was going to be a hoax, but I was thinking it was funny. So I played into it and I slept with one under a Band-Aid. I woke up the next morning, 8:07. I remember looking at the clock, 8:17 in the morning, and I couldn't see straight. My legs felt like they were cemented. My chest was like palpitating. I felt like I was, you know, I was sweating and I felt like I was having a heart attack. I ended up having to call 911. I fainted, my body seized up and everything just went south from there.
So your body seized up. So what did you get? Shallow breath? I mean, what kind of explain it? Like,
I started having shallow breath. My husband had just left. And I stood up to go downstairs. I have a 2-story house. I stood up to go downstairs and I couldn't, it wasn't like the room was spinning. It was more like, I felt like I was on a cruise ship that was on a bunch of waves and my legs couldn't really move. Like they were so heavy and they were tingly. It was like, have you ever had like too much NyQuil?
Yeah, I mean, I've had too much a lot of stuff, but yes, I understand. Yeah. So you felt
so
like
too much of a lot of stuff where your legs barely move. That's about how I felt. So I crawled down the stairs. I woke up on the floor. Called 911. By the time they got there, my arms were like mangling up like this. I could not move them.
Shut your mouth. So they were like crunching up and you couldn't even control it?
Couldn't control anything. The paramedics couldn't put them down either. They tried like, they were up like this. They were trying to push them and they wouldn't go down. So that was the first hospital. The ambulance took me to the first hospital. I was there for 2 days. They did brain MRI, flashed anxiety on my, you know, chart and sent me home. That was the first one. Second one, day and a half, 2 days later, chest pains were still there. Still couldn't walk. You know, I could walk, but it was like super heavy. The tingling was still going on. Headache was super bad. Went back to the hospital, ended up admitting me again for 3 days. I think I was there that time. They ended up doing a spinal tap because they suspected Guillain-Barré. The one doctor was like, I suspect possibly Guillain-Barré. He's like, let's go ahead and do a spinal tap. So they did the spinal tap. At that point is where you see the video of me sitting in the hospital bed, putting the stuff on my head saying, hey, Lewis, look, I don't know if you've seen that one. I'm like, hey, Lewis, why is all this metal sticking to me? At that point is when all the nurses and the doctors started coming into my room on their own, because they must have been talking about it, asking me if they could put the metal on me.
The nurses said, can we test it?
The doctors, yes. They were all doing it to me. So as I had people commenting on my videos saying I was faking it, I had nurses like and doctors saying, what is in you? To the point to where two different hospital stays, the first one and the second one, they ordered an x-ray of my arm because they thought that I had metal inside of my arm.
Wow. And did anything come up on the x-ray?
No, of course it says no foreign body found.
It's because you think it's nano. So what do you think it is in your opinion, Brittany?
I think it's, you know, the spike proteins and the SM-102 and all of the different magnetism elements that are in the vaccine ingredients. That's what I think it is. I think that they're little nanoparticles and I think they ball together. I've got a really good video on my Instagram. Also, there's a follower that I follow. Her name's Health Doll, healthdoll.co. I can send you the name so you can show your listeners. She's got a really good video that explains it. But I think that the little balls of the nanoparticles, they ball together. And so when I was, you know, this is the arm that I had. And when I was putting a little piece of magnet on there, it's pulling all of those pieces to it. So the more I was doing it, the more they were coming to that area. When I went to the hospital, I had three MRIs and two CT scans where I was put into an MRI machine. So what I
You had how many CT scans total?
Two CTs and three MRIs.
In that machine, like that. That's, so they had no idea what's wrong with you. And I don't even believe that machine can really tell you what's wrong with you. I mean, what did they look at? No. I mean, they just see clusters of cells in your body, I guess. I don't even know. What does an MRI tell you if you have an autoimmune disease?
It didn't. They were trying to find any reason of why I couldn't walk. Okay. They were trying to diagnose me with MS. They were trying to diagnose me with a brain lesion.
And were they talking to you saying, oh, did you have the vaccine? Or was it like the elephant in the room?
Oh, so no, they asked me, but not until the third stay did they actually treat me like a human being. And even then it was only one doctor. I was treated completely different by you. Let's put it this way. You could tell who believed me and who thought I was crazy. You could tell.
Do you think the makeup of nurses that thought you're crazy and normal? Because that probably is the makeup of nurses that are vaccinated and not vaccinated.
Most of them weren't vaccinated.
They said that to you?
Most of them told me, see, this is why I'm not getting vaccinated.
What was your motivation behind getting vaccinated? Because I'm not trying to be rude, but were you virtue signaling? You thought it was safe? Were you tricked? I mean, you know.
I was pressured.
Okay, for work or social situation?
For work, and because I am autoimmune, I called my doctor and asked him for, you know, and I want to be clear, like pressured for work because of my position. I'm a vice president of sales for a PEO, which is payroll benefits, workers' comp.
So you need to travel. Like, there's a lot of reasons for work. People. Yeah. You don't have to really, I understand.
I see a lot of people. So my job was consistently saying, if you want to go back to normal, and I'm making a six-figure salary, but doing it for 17 years at this point during a pandemic, who's going to give me another job? You know, and so they're pushing the vaccine hard, saying if we want to go back to normal, we need to get the vaccine. Was I going to go get another job during a pandemic because I didn't want to get a vaccine? No, I was just going to get the stupid vaccine.
Were you scared of COVID at all though? Or were you like an Anthony Fauci?
I had COVID.
Or do you consider yourself a liberal? I mean, I'm not, I consider myself really in the middle. I mean, I'm not.
I'm in the middle. I voted for Obama and then I voted for Trump.
Yeah, I voted for Trump.
Terms
too.
On both of them.
Yeah, I don't really like Biden, but I'm not some conservative guy at all.
I was totally against people not wearing masks in the beginning because I had COVID. I had COVID in February, March of 2020. And back when it was like first starting. And so I was very vocal about that too, because I was like, you people put on your masks.
You were pro mask. You were really pro mask.
I was pro mask. So
I'm anti, I've been anti mask since day one, but go ahead. Sorry. This is what I think the COVID is. They just rebranded the flu and that it is SARS and that there is like Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome. There is respiratory syndrome and maybe it's a little bit more, but it's not as deadly as they say. And that these PCR tests, literally, they run them for 40 cycles. They will find some sort of virus or bacteria that can make those tests go positive. So there's a lot less people that are actually sick. And so I believe the numbers are, you know, extremely off. And the problem is with the experimental vaccine is that they have an emergency use authorization. It's not actually fully, authorized by the FDA. And so did you report it to VAERS? Like, what happens in your case? Have you have any sort of like medical back and forth after this?
Yeah, so I reported it to VAERS before my third hospital trip. So I reported it when I had only had like the seizure at that point.
Only a seizure, LOL. Sorry.
Yeah, at that point. But then after my third hospital stay, they were actually about to release me. What I call the mean doctors, the doctors who didn't believe me, they were pulling my pain meds from me. It was crazy how they were treating me. They wouldn't even, like, the one doctor has all over my chart that he checked my respiratory symptoms and stuff, and he never even once touched me. He never even came through my door every day he was there. So they treated me like complete crap. But the one doctor, the neurologist, came in on the day they were going to be, you know, release me, and he was like, "You're not going anywhere." And he sat down and he was like, "You have Guillain-Barré and you have POTS syndrome and you have this and this and this." He starts writing it all up and he looked at the nurse and he's like, "And you need to report this to the CDC." They still to this day have not reported it. I have, but they have not, even though the doctor told them to multiple times. I've followed up with the hospital. I've talked to their supervisors and they keep telling me they're going to, but I spoke to theirs and the hospital hasn't called them.
And where did you get the Moderna vaccine? I have to ask you, did you get anything free with it? Did you get,
I didn't get any donuts.
So. You didn't get any donuts. I even get the free donut, but did you get anything?
No, I didn't enter in a lottery.
You just went and did it for work. Yeah. Like a lot.
I got Guillain-Barré is what I got.
Yeah. You got Guillain-Barré, which isn't funny, but I mean, it's just, yeah, so, no. And we're going to open up the phone line. So guys get ready. Cause we're going to take some calls here in like 10 minutes. So basically, what message, you know, you're so heavily censored, and I know now you're basically like a truther. You probably didn't choose to go into this route of like exposing the CDC. I don't doubt it. So like, are you motivated to do this? I know you're going to go on other interviews and stuff, but has this changed your whole life being sick? Are you going after them in almost like some sort of vengeance for what they did to you? For metaphorically, obviously.
I mean, yes and no. Part of me, to be honest, is kind of like scared to be silenced, because what comes after I get silent after I've made such a, you know, mess. I don't want to sound crazy, but it's funny. I joke about like the Men in Black. I don't know. Are they coming for me? I have no idea. The way they're coming for me on the platform is scary as crap. I can tell you that. It's like they're watching every move I make. And how is that possible when you have millions and billions of people that are on your platform? And it's crazy. I'm a real person. It's not like I didn't start out as a truther. So it's funny you say that. I'm just a regular person who experienced this, who's telling my story. So the fact that they're coming after me so hard, yeah, it motivates me to continue to talk and speak out. And I will go down wormholes until 4 a.m. looking at documents right off of their own page just to call them out on something. On the other hand, it's the people that are actually telling me that I'm changing their life. I mean, how do you let these people down at this point?
It's kind of a catch-22. You're happy to help people, but you're sad. So what's the biggest change in your life since pre-vaccine and post-vaccine?
Change in my life physically, you know. But
the seizures. Are you still having seizures? I mean, are you smoking marijuana?
So
are you taking any like medicine? I mean, I would smoke weed. That's what I would do. But I mean, I wouldn't be drinking.
I'm taking CBD.
Yeah.
I'm on ivermectin.
Oh, so you are taking ivermectin. Wait, wow. Wait, really, Brittany? That's pretty intense. So what is the protocol on ivermectin?
I'm on day 4. I take 5.5 pills per day for 5 days. And then I'm going to take 5.5 for 5 days, or 5.5 once a week for 2 weeks after I finish the 5 days. So I'm on the 4th day. I took the 4th day today. So tomorrow's my 5th day.
And you're hoping to rid the virus of the vaccine with the ivermectin? What's the point of the ivermectin?
Yeah, what they told me is that they're hoping it'll, you know, get rid of or calm down the spike proteins.
That's hardcore. So what doctor, they gave you ivermectin? Because, you know, they can't really prescribe that. So did they say in your, I mean, I know it's HIPAA.
It came from a pharmacy.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like your doctor had to be some special doctor. Like I thought doctors weren't even allowed to prescribe it, because from what I understand is I know some doctors were and they were getting in trouble, but they can't say that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine is a suitable cure for it, because then they wouldn't be able to have the emergency use authorization if there's any sort of other cure. So that's why they have to be like so anti-ivermectin and anti-hydroxychloroquine. So it's just like Big Pharma. And so did you know Big Pharma is, you know, charges $200 for insulin in America and $2 in Mexico, and that they rip us off? Or did you trust Big Pharma before this?
No, I never trusted Big Pharma. You know, so that's the funniest part about my story is that, like I told you, I was all pro mask because I got COVID, but I've never been a fan of Big Pharma. I've actually been pro-weed myself.
Yeah.
I had a medical card.
They say it's good for your respiratory. They said it's good for people that haven't had COVID, the people that smoke weed. But, you know, this is
I'll tell you, it's really good for immune.
Yeah, we don't encourage anybody to do anything, but we're all consenting adults. We can do what we want in our own time. Okay, but go ahead. Sorry.
No, so I mean, I've never been pro-big pharma, but I'm hoping that these medicines, I know the hydroxychloroquine works because when I had COVID and I was in the hospital, it's the only thing that changed. You know, I had azithromycin, zinc. It was like a mix. I had zinc, azithromycin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins A, C, and D is what they gave me in hospital. And within 24 hours of having that, I was starting on the mend after being sick for 6 to 8 weeks. So when the doctors told me that I could try ivermectin, and my mom was like, I give that to my horses. Why would you take that? It's a deworming medicine. I give it to my horses. And I'm like, I don't really care. I'm going to deworm my body.
That's so weird. Wait, keep going. But you need a dewormer. This is insane, Brittany. Listen to what you're saying. Keep going.
I know, but you know what? I also just walked across my kitchen and living room, and I walked into Publix today, and I wasn't doing that days ago.
So it,
I was in a wheelchair this time last week.
It's showing promise. So and you're out of the wheelchair, but it's like weird to think. I wonder how ivermectin works and how it applies to what the vaccine did to you. Like, what is it wiping out of your body? You know what I mean?
The spike proteins.
Yeah,
they told me verbatim that they're coming after the spike proteins like Pac-Man.
And so I wonder if it will, I guess you don't know, but I wonder if it'll take away all the ill effects of the vaccine because,
I don't know. You know, I was thinking of that. I'm like, okay, so it works now, but what happens because the spike proteins supposedly, you know, rebuild and multiply. So what happens when I get better and then they come back? Like, I don't know. I don't know the answers to that. I plan to ask him. We're talking tomorrow. I talk to my doctor tomorrow. So I plan to ask.
What a bummer. I just can't believe that this has happened to you. Somebody that's trying to do the right thing. That's the saddest thing is that really we're doing 100% what you thought was the right thing. Did you, before you did it, were you skeptical at all? Or were you just not one bit?
No, I was definitely skeptical. I put it off and I put it off and I put it off. And I was like stomping like a little brat in the middle of Publix. Like Publix is a grocery store here. And
I'm very familiar with the pub subs. I love a sub sandwich from Publix.
Yes, for sure. Yes. So then, you know, the pharmacies in there are like, you know, hardcore. So I went in there and I was like, they're like, oh, there's two people in front of you. I was like, And I looked right at the two people. I was like, if I don't go before them, I'm walking out of here. Like you, and they did, they sat me down and I never had informed consent. Like, they never went over anything with me. I actually filled out a form stating that I had issues. Like I circled that I had immunosuppressants, and it bold letter says, if you marked yes for any of this, you have to talk with your pharmacist before being vaccinated. Nobody ever spoke to me. They just
injected. No, it's because the emergency use authorization. It's hard to say that they don't care. They just are so eager and they get kickbacks. Every pharmacy, they want to be able to say they injected somebody.
And what people don't know is that the EUA was based off of only, I know for Moderna and Pfizer, I don't know about the others, but Moderna, it was only a 9-week study, and Pfizer, it was only a 6-week study. So people think they went through these huge clinical things. First of all, none of the clinicals trials are even partially finished. They're not even complete whatsoever. But how they got that EUA, how they applied for it, was only based on 6 weeks for Pfizer and 9 weeks for Moderna.
Here, speaking
That's
of
all
watch,
it was based on.
Watch this. I want to show you this video. Let me bring you over this. Now, this is a young girl.
The Pfizer COVID vaccine.
She had the experimental.
As a participant in the clinical trial for 12 to 15 year olds. All three of our kids volunteered and were excited to participate in the trial as a way to help us all return to normal life. My husband works in the medical field, and I have a degree in electrical engineering. We are pro-vaccine and pro-science, which is why we agreed to let Maddie and her two older brothers volunteer for the trial. Before Maddie got her final dose of the vaccine, she was a healthy 12-year-old who got straight A's and had lots of friends. She had a life. She was energetic. She was not like this. Although she does still have lots of friends. Upon receiving the second shot, Maddie immediately felt pain at the injection site. And over the next 24 hours, she developed severe abdominal and chest pain. And the way she described the chest pain, and I quote, "It feels like my heart is being ripped out through my neck." She had painful electrical shocks down her neck and spine that forced her to walk hunched over. She had extreme pain in her fingers and toes. It actually made them turn white, and they were cold whenever you touched them. She had edema. So my husband immediately took her to the ER as instructed by the vaccine trial nurse administrator, which is what we were instructed to do. Her blood was taken for a renal profile and tested. She was checked for appendicitis, which she did not have, and given an IV with some medicine and sent home. However, in the discharge papers from the Children's Hospital ER that she went to, the diagnosis stated adverse effect of vaccine initial encounter.
Yeah, so, you know, that just shows you she was a young girl doing it to, you know, they want to be part of the experiment at 12 and 15 year olds, and now she's in a wheelchair. So there's a lot of other people that have a similar story. It's really sad to see that. And then we have another guy. I hate to be so low vibrational. Tonight we're being low vibrational energy, but Harmon is a regular caller, and he's on the line. I'm about to put him through. And he has a family friend. So Harmon, explain it. What is it, a niece or some sort of relation to somebody else that was injured by the vaccine, Harmon?
I think from what we're studying from Dr. Day, she's 13 years old. I've known her since she's a baby, and I used to throw her up. My friend Dark Player's granddaughter, just beautiful girl, just got her testing, and then she got her shot to play softball because she got named pitcher for the state. And about 2 days later, she passed out. And then her first day to pitch, she pitched the whole first inning, felt a little bad, got up on the second inning, and then she passed out. Now, 5-6 weeks later, she's down to 55. She weighed 104 pounds. She's down to 54 pounds now and still losing weight, messed up the pituitary gland. And so what the connection is when they put the swab up your nose and go against the membrane, the membrane predicts the brain, which is the only way to get to it is up through the nose. And it's the first time this Dr. Day, which she's 85 and been doctor since the 80s, said that's the only way they can get to there and put that stuff that reacts. And so she says that's a combination of the vaccine and how many times you've been tested that reflects in your body. So I just want to know, how many times have you been tested?
About 20.
There you go. And so you believe in that. How many times have you been tested since the vaccine injury?
Oh, God, every day at the hospital, almost.
In so the nose? Deep in the nose?
Oh yeah, I had a nosebleed.
Wow. See, they say the more time. This is like an old Egyptian thing. Is that they would stick, supposedly in the slaves, they would stick sticks down their nose to make them more subservient for some reason.
Not down their nose, to touch their brain membrane.
Yeah,
because that's the only lesson. That's your best membrane in the whole body that protects you. And they're taking that stuff. So here you are saying that are you anti-vaccine now, or just thinking it should have had more testing?
No, I'll never do it again.
She's anti-vax. She's got like 50,000 followers on Instagram.
But you're still doing the process of getting tested. Do you know what's on those swabs?
Yeah, now I do.
So how was the last time you were tested?
Before I left the hospital, and I won't get tested ever again. As a matter of fact, I recommend to everybody to say absolutely not.
Harmon, she's going to stop. Look how intense Harmon's getting all mad at you for getting tested.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just kidding. She was misinformed.
Yeah, I feel bad.
No, I was definitely misinformed. I mean, they tested me every single time. They've tested my kids.
You did never have. Yeah, see, and what's on the end of those swabs? Have you seen what's on the end of those swabs?
They're cotton. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they're cotton from everything I saw. I never saw any different. And the very first time I got tested, it didn't go all the way up. The very first time I got tested was in March or February of 2020. The doctor didn't even have a mask on, gloves on, nothing. She told me it was impossible that I could have COVID because I had never been to China. All she did was like a little flu swab. So, you know, all the other times that I've been tested, it was because I was so sick, and they just kept going for it. And then I had surgery, I had back surgery. So they tested me then. I had a rotator cuff repair. They tested me then. And when I went into the surgery,
from what we've seen, the nurses that go online and show, if you look at the ingredients, get one of the swabs before they open it up, look at it, and it has EO on there, and that's ethyl something. It's a very tough, you know that.
I just learned about that like a week ago.
Well, that's what they've been putting up everybody's noses. Whether you get vaccinated or not, it's still going to, they're still got you one way or another. See, we're right.
I agree.
We're on the conspiracy that it's for eugenics.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, why are magnets sticking to me? I didn't get vaccinated. Well, because you've been sticking that stick up your nose for how long?
There you go. So now you understand that. So you're agreeing with that and you're doing the studies now and you're learning.
Right.
But did anyone before all this, back when you were telling people to wear their mask and say all like this, and you're so strong and believing in it, and so now you still believe there's a thing called, because you said you had corona.
And, well, I never saw a positive test, though. I never saw a positive test. They got money out of it.
February 20th.
What's your question, Harmon?
Yeah. No, I'm getting to it. I'm just trying to build it up. You got sick in February 20, and you in your mind, you had coronavirus.
Right.
Do you still 100% believe you had the coronavirus or you just had?
No, that's why you hear me say, when people say, did you ever have COVID? I'm like, I was told I had COVID, but I never saw a positive test.
That's very awesome. I'm glad you come a long ways. And I hope your story gets out there and helps the people so much. And sorry you're having the problems and everything like that. And Alex, that's all I just wanted to clarify. When you were talking, it wasn't clarified because you kept saying, well, I had COVID in February. You, instead of saying, well, I was told I had COVID in February, I was trying to clarify.
Yeah, no, I was told I did.
Well, anybody,
and reality
anybody,
is,
go ahead.
Reality is, Harmon, I tell everybody, the reality is they did not put me in a hospital because of COVID. They put me in one because I had septic numbers. They listed me as COVID, got paid for COVID, but I never saw a positive COVID test.
And plus they can't because you can't get, because the test isn't, as we learn now, it's bullshit. So I'm just saying that I understand in their world, they created the COVID world, and in the COVID world, they classified you under that, but now you know it's not. And I don't, can you do?
Nothing, Harmon, nothing.
There's nothing I can do. I'm on ivermectin. That's the only thing I can do. I can try to deworm myself.
Harmon, you need to deworm yourself, Harmon. You need to deworm yourself too, just for fun.
Have you talked to Dr. Kaufman?
I have not talked to Dr. Kaufman.
Thank you for the donation.
Dr. Flotman from America's Frontline Doctors is treating me right now.
Well, he's part of that. He's one of the ones that started the Frontline Doctors.
Yeah.
Dr. Andrew Kaufman, remember that name and go through him. He's the one that started all the Frontline Doctors.
You know, Harmon used to be a prison guard. That's why his bedside manner is so nice. All right, Harmon, thank you for calling in. Anything else you want to say for being so sweet to her and being, you're treating her just like a prison guard?
You are.
No, he's really nice.
He's a prison guard. He used to be Charles Manson's prison guard, you know. So, no, Harmon's nice. He's just, you know, I get this young lady's on here with two masculine A-type men, you know, Harmon. This is Me Too movement. I don't want to get accused of
it. I can handle it.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, I was just seeing where you were coming from. And I'm good luck on what you got to do. And hopefully, but Kaufman at the beginning was trying to say one time he put out a reverse vaccine thing. But with all those tests, I don't know what that part goes. But Kaufman was really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're hoping it's going to reverse, the ivermectin's going to reverse everything for me, but we don't know.
I don't think he's went that way. So just check into him a little bit.
Okay, and I will.
He's big time. All right, hey, thank you, Harmon. Thank you for being on your show.
And did you get an email about your shirt? Did you get an email about your shirt? Check your email.
I was messing. Today, Brittany, I'm giving my address, and I'm complaining because I just gave my address about 5 hours ago, and my shirt's still not here.
He wanted a shirt. Yeah, I know. Harmon, that's the kind of customer service I get. The customer is always wrong here at the Conspiracy Castle.
Better catch up. Amazon.
I love you, Harmon. Bye, Harmon. Same day. Goodbye here at the castle. Okay. Well, okay. So, Brittany, let's just kind of, you know, here in the next 10 minutes, kind of wrap things up. In your opinion, you know, Harmon he's kind of like red pilling you. So, like, okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and, you know, like I said, kind of. Tell us what you want people to know. Like, what is your mission statement in a way now that you've changed so much?
Well, I'm from Tampa and
I'm going to be in Tampa next week. Are you in Tampa now? Sorry, I'm yelling, but I'm going to be there next week. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, maybe we'll meet up.
You'll have to let me know when you get here.
I'll be there next Wednesday. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited to go to the beach. I'm in Dallas. I haven't flown on a plane in 14 months. That's why I'm freaking out, Brittany, because I don't want to wear the mask. I'm so anti-mask. I haven't got on a...
We don't do masks here.
I know, but I haven't got on a plane because I don't want to wear one even on the plane, but I'm going to have to I'm the bitch ass and wear one on the plane. I'm going to feel sick, but... I have to
just
do it.
Just eat peanuts the whole time.
That's what I'm going to do, but I want to go to Tampa and go on the beach and get a suntan. So, okay, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. You're from Tampa.
Three kids, 14, 10, and 4. I'm married to a deputy who also works in a jail. So I feel Harmon.
There you go. You guys are connected. You guys see Harmon. You should have said that. Oh, I kicked him off. You guys, Harmon. That's right. I liked it.
You guys were like going at it. So
I always kick Harmon off. He's my number one caller. I love Harmon. He's like he's the best. Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So I mean, I've always been a pretty vocal person. I'm an A type too. Pretty analytical. So I've always spoken out. And I definitely don't want to come across that I was always like pro this, pro masks, pro this. I was only pro because I thought I had COVID and I thought COVID was so serious. I fell for the whole agenda. But as far as like where I'm at now, I've come full circle and it's kind of been like a roller coaster of emotions because I went through that thinking I had COVID and thinking I was dying to everybody needs to wear their masks to, whoa, something's not right here. And then I am forced to get the vaccine. I get the vaccine. I think I'm not okay. Then I'm all of a sudden magnetized and all of a sudden I've got lifelong diseases that could kill me and I might end up on a ventilator, not because of COVID, but because of what they used to try to, I don't know. I'm at the point now where I think it's depopulation. Like there is no other agenda that makes sense. There's nothing else that makes sense. So
do you think it makes you sterile? And I know this is a personal question. You can only say, well, how has your cycle been? You know, or how is your if you can say that.
So funny you ask, I have a hysterectomy.
Okay. So you don't have your period, I guess. Is that how that
works? I don't, but I will tell you with all of my followers, my, 45,000, whatever followers, I will tell you, I've got thousands who have messaged me and within those probably 100 or more who have had either menopause or hysterectomy who have been bleeding. I have not had that. I have not bled, but I have no organs left except for one little small piece of an ovary. I will tell you when I went into those MRIs, it hurt super bad on the left side where my ovary is, like really bad. That and my shoulder are the two areas where I had the injection, the two areas that hurt when I went in for the MRI. So I do believe that there's some truth to that the spike proteins house themselves in the testicles and in the ovaries. I've heard that. I've read it. I think it's very true.
If I do say so, you've had three kids, so you know your body. I mean, that's.
I know my body very well. Yeah. And I had endometriosis before. It's partly why I had the hysterectomy. So I know ovary pain and I know, uterine pain. I know all that type of pain. I know my body very well. And it was definitely in the ovary. I complained about it immediately, not even knowing. When I first went to the hospital, I didn't really know everything that had happened. I wasn't awake as I am now, I guess I should say. But my parting message is same thing I tell everybody. I mean, I was just so judgmental. I think that people kind of like Dear Harmon there, they come at me, they red pill me, right? A lot of people they've given me death threats. They've said, oh, well, you took the vaccine, you deserve it. What people don't realize is like, we're not gonna get anywhere by acting that way. We're not gonna get anywhere by cutting each other's throats. You're not gonna build an army that can win a war by, cutting somebody's throat because they're not learning fast enough. If at the end of the day, if people giving me death threats on every single slide or story that I post, they're still following me and they're still listening to me and they're still having to hear my voice. Right?
Has the backlash been that bad though from the liberal left or the medicine? I mean, what do you think
It's not as much as the positive. I'm getting a ton of positive, but I will tell you the nasty ones are nasty.
Do you think they're an organized attack? Like one person's doing, like somebody's telling people to do it or multiple people?
Yes and no. I can tell when there's an organized attack. I can tell. I'm not posting on TikTok or anything like that, but I've seen that there are a couple people who I don't know personally who have taken every single one of my posts and they post them on their page. They're not pretending to be me, but they post them. And I've read some of the comments, 30, 40, 50,000 comments on there. And I've read some of them and I'm just like, holy crap, this is crazy. What I think has happened is some of those people will go on their little platforms and they'll post, go attack this woman, because I will see attacks coming in 200, 300, 400, 500 at a time. When I see that, I know it's an organized attack. Also, Instagram themselves started attacking me significantly 2 or 3 days ago.
But how are they attacking you? I know they're censoring you. If people try to follow you, they say this is some sort of like a dangerous account. But
They're asking people to rate me. They're telling them that I'm dangerous. They're telling them that I am
turned off mentions, I believe.
Oh yeah. They try to change all my settings. But more importantly, like the asking people to rate me, I'm a personal profile. Why are you asking people to rate me?
And what kind of scale, like rate you on how crazy they think you? What do you mean?
Yeah, like a 1 to 5 scale. it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And
you're a two. You're not. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry. That's a joke.
Two's better than a five.
Yeah. You're not. You're definitely a little crazy, but you're not full crazy. You're a two. Go ahead. So I'm a five. I'm super crazy. I'm psycho. So don't worry about it. You're better than me. Okay, go ahead. Sorry for cutting you off.
No, that's okay. So the rating me thing and like you said, turning off the mentions, like that's just one small part of it. Then they're, you know, in the very beginning, they were saying that I was mentioning a microchip. Like I've never once have I ever mentioned a microchip on any of my posts. Never.
Well, let me say one thing. People get mad for cutting off people off. The microchip is another scam because it would be a nano chip anyway. It wouldn't be a micro because it's in your blood. It'd be nano. Sorry, I have to cut you off. So that's like another thing they're kind of laughing like, oh, they're saying microchips. Well, a microchip wouldn't fit in a needle and go in your arm. That's like what's in a computer. So they have small microchips, not that small.
Yeah. And I've never even said that. I've never even said anything like that. But Instagram is telling people that I am. And they're, when people go, like, say you're already following me and you log off and you log back on in the morning and you go to my page, it'll unfollow me for you. This is happening to a lot of people. It'll unfollow me and it'll pop up and say, are you sure you want to follow Britt Galvin? This is a dangerous account. She has been giving mistruths and blah, blah, blah. And it won't let people hit follow. It makes them hit cancel. So it's just like they're watching every single thing that I post. And it's like, I'm only sharing my personal story. I'm not J-Lo out there getting paid to take a vaccination. Like I'm Brittany Galvin from Tampa, Florida with three kids, married to a deputy, just posting my freaking story.
And they're blacking it out. They're literally putting the warning post like on your own magnetic video saying this is not a microchip. Video, which has nothing to do with what you're showing when you're showing the magnet stick to your arm. It's just another, what they call it, disinformation. They want you in this, like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, upside down world. Because they kind of want you to think, like, they kind of want to still scare you with it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, they want to make you think that the magnets aren't real. But they also, like, want to put a sensor on you. So when people go to you, they think, like, you are this bad person. You know, they have to kind of, like, rough you up because you are a woman with three kids. So they have to, like, demonize you is what I'm saying, which is really unfair.
And let's face it, I put myself out there. You know, everyone knows where I live and what my full name is. I had people looking me up, calling my job while I was in the hospital. Like I had to get the police involved. Whack jobs from New Mexico. Who knows who else is out there? So I've put myself out there 100%. And I understand that that's on me. But by Instagram doing this, I mean, they are fully trying to destroy my character and who I am. It's not like I have a false name on there. You know, there's a lot of people that are truthers and whatnot, and they have fake names, fake accounts, fake names, fake pictures. It's all me. I'm real. 100%. You're looking at it. It's real. I've hidden nothing. So by them doing this to me, they're trying to deplatform who I am entirely. They're trying to deplatform my life. And that's just not okay with me.
That's not okay with me either. It really is like George Orwell's 1984, where you just the thought police. You can't even have your own personal profile because now you do have a bigger reach, but still they can limit your reach. It doesn't matter if you have a million followers. They can make it so it doesn't show up anybody's feed, because I've had up and down relationship with Instagram where I've been shadow banned and unshadow banned. So still not a lot of people watch my stuff. It doesn't go to all my followers, and I'm sure you're facing the same problems. And it really is just a pain in the butt because you're just a mom that got a vaccine.
Right.
You're not, and you're going after pharma.
I'm not. And I don't even have the clout to fight them, really. I just have my voice, which at this point, it's like some days at night, I'm like, man, just let them shut me off. Let them get rid of me, whatever. Let them cancel my Instagram. But then the other half of me is like, no, fuck them. Like,
I think about that too. Wait, real quick, I have to cut you off. I think about it. It's like suicide idolization or something. I'm like, I know my account's going to get shut off one day. Let me just get my mind used to it. That's what I do. I'm just like, you know, just kind of have my mind. Well, it's going to happen, so I might as well just get used to it. You know, it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird mindset. Do you have that same mindset?
Yeah. And then people are like, well, are you on any other platforms? And I'm like, I have a Telegram, but I don't really post on there. And are you going to get another platform? And I think to myself, God, No, I don't want to put the energy into that.
It's because you're addicted to Instagram. I'm like minorly addicted to it. It's just easy. You just used it. You don't want to switch it. I don't blame you. It's super easy. You know how to use it. I don't blame you. It sucks that we are creatures of comfort. It's not your fault.
And if they do take me down, I probably wouldn't go back up. Like,
you wouldn't make another profile. I think you should make another one and just fight it. Because if they don't want you on there, Brittany, you need to stay on there. That's like, I know you're going to get, you know, your reach taken away or whatever. But still, like, if they don't want you there, you should. That's one of the ways we fight the power. But staying on the platform they don't want us to be on, you know, I think that is actually important. Yeah. I would hope you would actually make another profile, but
I probably would. It's just my nighttime down I told you about.
It's just ridiculous. You're showing videos of a magnet, and it's late, so we're going to wrap things up. But, you know, you're showing videos of magnets on your arm. Like, you really just can't be any more reporter on the spot than that. And you even did the demonstration with freaking baby powder and freaking Dawn soap every single sort of way, and it still gets censored, and it just really makes me nervous. So are you... How black-pilled are you, Brittany? Before I let you go, I want to kind of ask you some black-pilled questions. Like, what do you know about 9/11?
I mean, I know it came from underneath a building, and it...
Okay, so that's what they say. There's three towers fell from two planes. And so do you know anything about... Yep. Do you know anything
and
about...
And weren't they, like, 7 miles apart?
No, it's Tower 7. There's a building that fell from normal office fires that's never happened in the history of a steel structure.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting to that pill because of what just happened in Miami. And I will tell you that I am, like, 100% convinced that this was not, like, a tragedy that just happened on its own.
I would never expect a building to collapse like that. And they say, oh, the pool fell. Oh, they had all these warnings. When they all of a sudden find all these warnings, that's when you know it's fake. Basically, what my point I want to get across, Brittany, is, and I didn't learn this my whole life. I'm relatively new to this. The news is fake, and if they're not lying, they're using a truth to spread a lie. They're using it just to verify. They're using truth to verify their lies. So literally, right. Everything in the mainstream media is a lie. And once you understand that, your life does get better. So, like, do you feel kind of better, a weight off your shoulder? I know you're going through some physical pain, so maybe you can't feel that, but do you feel like awake in a way?
Oh, 100%. But it's also very scary because there's such a big monster. I mean, it is like a weight off your shoulders because you feel like you're like, okay, I know the truth now. I can't be fooled. You know, they can't get me. And then you try to use your voice to help other people, but other people are so fooled. It's like, it just seems like such a big, overwhelming task.
And it's not, and it shouldn't be all on your shoulders. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap things up. In the chat, if there's any questions, I'm going to, before we let Brittany go in the chat, I'm going to check out the chat and see if there are any questions that I forgot. I'm sure there always is. There's always, oh, you should ask this, you should ask that. So, okay. Rock Finn, before we go, is there any questions you guys want me to ask Brittany? I feel like we covered it all. Is there anything I'm leaving out, Brittany, or anything that you want to promote or plug, for lack of a better word?
No, I'm not even... It's funny. I'm like 100% just a real person. Like, I don't have any plugs. I will say I love Stu Peters. Like, the one guy who put me out there, the one guy who believed in me when I was.
Is it real quick? Is Stu Peters? Is that who? Because you got a bunch of followers. Is that who helped you? And the link to the in the description, the link to your Instagram and your link tree to all your so much information you have on your profile. But so tell me about Stu Peters and how he helped you.
So he just heard my story while I was still in the hospital, and he messaged me. It was like midnight. I couldn't sleep because my heart rate was so high. And he was like, your story needs to be heard. And, you know, he did. He went live with me, and he did a live, and he told everybody my story. And next thing you know, like, I still kind of feel like I'm in this little bubble, right? So everyone's like, oh, you have so many followers. I'm like, I'm just still in my little bubble. I have no idea. People are like, oh, you're viral. You're all over the world. I'm like, really? I still feel like I'm sitting here in front of one person. And I'm going to continue to feel that way. I don't think I'll ever change. So Stu just, he took my story and he believed me when I was getting all these nasty comments saying that I was lying. It's when I was doing the Dawn soap, and then I was doing the baby powder. I was doing all that because I was getting comments and no one believed me. And Stu just did. He just believed me. And he's a journalist. And, you know, I think he's a very good one. He brings a lot of truth. And he's the, probably the one person I would say that I just look up to a ton.
Stu Peters, you're the man. Okay, last thing. This is the weirdest conspiracy. This is deep. So I don't know if you've ever looked into the 1969 to 1972 moon landings, but they're pretty outrageous. But this is a deep one. You're going to say, Alex, you're crazy. But this is a conspiracy that okay. I love the most. This is one, well, other than 9/11. So did you know, do you know how far the sun is away from the Earth?
No.
They say it's 93 million miles away. Here, I'll tell you. This is what they say the Earth is. Let me tell you what they say the Earth is. Do you know how big the Earth is around the equator?
You're asking me questions that I learned.
Okay, listen. I know. Okay, so this is what they say the Earth is. They say the Earth is a ball that's 25,000 miles around the equator. So that means it has to spin 1,100 miles an hour. And then on top of
that, you're
going
to tell me the Earth is flat?
Yes, I'm a flat earther and I'm a geocentrist. Listen, I know this will make you mad. Listen. Let me tell you something. There's other ones like me out there. You're going to laugh. I know. You're in Florida. You've seen all the rockets. But let me tell you this. They say the Earth orbits the sun 66,600 miles an hour. And on top of that, all the planets shoot through the Milky Way galaxy 4.4 million miles an hour through the ever-expanding universe of space. And on top of that, Polaris, the North Star, is in the same spot every single night. And the Big Dipper and Little Dipper rotate in the sky in concert. So if we were on a spinning ball going four different directions, I don't think that that would happen. So I don't know if you've heard about the Flat Earth Theory. I know it's crazy. I'm crazy. Like I said, I told you this. I'm a five on the crazy scale. Look into it. That's the last level of truth, Rennie. Once you get a Flat Earther, you're full mentally insane like me. So I always have to, I have to bring that out because I love telling people about the machinations of the universe. So,
but you know what? Look at where we're at. So I don't think anything's crazy anymore.
I love it. I'll take that as an answer. All right, everybody go follow Brittany. The link to her descriptions, I mean, her links are in the description. You're going to be able to find her Instagram. You're going to be able to find all of her literature about vaccines. You have a bunch of stuff. Actually, let me show that one last thing. So this is the link tree. And is there anything?
Yeah, the best thing they could do is go to my jab experience on my highlights. And I say, start at jab one and go left. Takes you from starting with my magnetism when I thought it was a big fat joke, all the way to when I got diagnosed and beyond.
I believe it's up here, right? It's one of these.
Yep. And some of them are a little messy because Instagram stopped me from doing it correctly.
But everybody come and see Brittany's, follow Brittany, spread her information because I want it to get, you know, out there. I definitely want your story to get out there because you're being so censored. That means you need to be the one that we put on the pedestal the most, in my opinion.
Thanks. I don't know about a pedestal, but I'll shout from the rooftops for sure.
Well, why not? I mean, I feel bad. I mean, you're injured. And I think you're going to be, honestly, if I had to give you my doctor's opinion, I'm not a doctor. I'm pretty close, though. I am Primetime 99. You are going to recover. You're probably going to have some sort of, you know, it's probably going to be a little process. I don't know if the ivermectin, but I think time heals everything. Like, I know maybe you're sterile, but you've already had three kids. So worse comes to worse.
My biggest issue are the nerves that are dead in my body. You know,
so you don't think the cardiac. You don't think that'll ever come back? You don't think you'll ever recover?
They said I'll recover in a sense of like I'll be walking again and this and that, but there will be days that I won't be able to because nerves, like it's nerve damage. There's nothing. Basically, I already had autoimmune. So the way they explained it to me is that the spike proteins went into certain parts of my body, damaged my nerves, and basically took what I had left. Those were the exact words they said to me.
Wow. And I'm not trying to make light of what you're having. I'm just trying to be on a positive note because it's such a bummer. And now you have to say the never ending nerve damage. Oh, it makes me sick, Brittany, because I know what you're doing was the right thing. And it's a trap that a lot of people, not just yourself, have fallen into. And a lot of people that have even gotten it, like I said, not trying to make light of it, that have at least didn't live to make it. So at least, Brittany, I'm so happy that you're here. I'm happy you get to spread your message.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the Conspiracy Castle. You guys, make sure to go follow Brittany's Instagram and please share this to get this word out there.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Brittany. See ya.